Good evening. I'm Chad, and today is Monday, March 27th, 2023. Thank you all for being here. Our focus today is to bring a light of neutralization and harmony to the Ring of Fire and to the Anta-Only plates to prevent further devastation after the recent earthquake in Turkey and Syria. This meditation has been adapted from a meditation with Giuliano, channeled by David K. Miller on February 7, 2023, and is protected under the copyright of David K. Miller. Before we begin, take three deep breaths and enter into a state of spiritual relaxation. As we are in this state, please say the following affirmations. These affirmations will help us hold the attractor force field and the bioelectromagnetic field of the fifth dimension that was brought to the earth. Visualize the image of the fifth dimension intersecting with the third dimension as you state these affirmations. I am a spiritual electromagnetic being of light in resonance with the fifth dimension. I am attracting the spiritual force field known as the intersection of the dimension. I am a planetary healer on the third dimension, using Arcturian techniques to bring Gaia and into the highest balance. Let us focus on these affirmations as we go into silence for a few moments. This is a time of great earth changes, and it is a time of higher spiritual possibilities. Working with etheric crystals and the ladders of ascension represents a very useful protocol for increasing the spiritual light quotient of North America. And today, we want to use the increased spiritual light quotient to lessen the pressure of any potential movements of the faults in California or on the West Coast, including all the way up to Seattle, Alaska, and Mexico. We are talking specifically about the Ring of Fire, which is one of the major earthquake fault lines on the planet. We must remember that what happens in one part of the planet does affect every part of the planet. The major earthquake that has happened in Turkey was a 7.8 magnitude or shift of the earth in southeastern Turkey. It represents a dramatic movement a dramatic shift in the Earth's plates, known as the Anatolian plate and the Arabian plate, and that movement is causing readjustments throughout the globe, which includes the Ring of Fire. In our meditation today, we want to stabilize and minimize any future movements and help to stabilize the Ring of Fire through North America and through all areas that the Ring of Fire travels. So we will travel to the starship Athena, where Giuliano has been preparing the holographic image of the Earth for today's meditation. We will join with his colleagues and the Octurian students who are here to participate and assist us in the important meditation for planetary healing. So let us begin. Please take 3 deep breaths. As you take these breaths, know that you are in an important starseed, an important planetary healer, and a high spiritual being on the Earth now. Know that you have access to a higher spiritual perspective. You are in the minority of those who understand and work with this higher fifth dimensional energy now, and your participation is greatly needed for an effective spiritual intervention on planet Earth. Giuliano sends down a corridor of light over each of your rooms. Gently allow your spirit body to rise up through your crown chakra and enter the corridor of light. By accepting this corridor of light in your room, you immediately raise your spiritual light vibration. Your spirit body enters this corridor of light that is connected to the starship Athena and travels at the speed of thought through the corridor of light, enjoying the tremendous feeling of being in a fifth dimensional, a multidimensional corridor. You arrive at the starship Athena. Giuliano, Ilioa, Omar, and Lord Arcturus are there to greet you and to embrace you. Follow them down the corridor into the Gaia Planetary Healing Chamber. You enter the room and see the holographic image of North America. And you see the Octurian students and planetary healers sitting around the holographic globe. Take a seat in a comfortable place, knowing that you are in a high-frequency planetary healing chamber. This is one of the highest vibrational healing rooms in this section of the galaxy. The Octurians have offered this room and their help to set up the holographically, specifically for your participation and work in this high frequency, Arcan thought healing practices. As we look at North America, you see the glowing lights of the etheric crystals. There are 3 etheric crystals, one in Copper Canyon, Chihuahua, Mexico, and the second in Mount Shasta, Northern California, and the third is in Lake Moraine, Canada. See these three etheric crystals rising now out of their beautiful spots holographically. As they rise holographically, they are also rising etherically, third dimensionally, and creating a beautiful receptivity, the Arcturian fifth dimensional planetary healing light. As we survey North America, we look for the ladders of ascension, which are in three power spots. One in Bell Rock, Sedona, the second in Job's Peak in Nevada, and the third in Mount Shasta, California. These three stairways represent ladders of ascension to the fifth dimension. As we are focusing on these sacred places, there is an increase of Arcan power. And holographically, Giuliano shows us the imagery of the fifth dimensional Earth intersecting the third dimensional Earth. Immediately, a huge influx of fifth dimensional light goes up and down the ladders of ascension and is emitted from these three etheric crystals traveling around all of North America. Giuliano directs the power of these etheric crystals to the ring of fire and creates a calming and neutralizing energy field that will totally relieve any tensions, potentially drifting or abrupt shifts anywhere along the Ring of Fire, especially along California, Seattle, Alaska, Mexico, all throughout the Ring of Fire lines and along these plates. Let us focus on the etheric crystals, light frequency healing powers going into the Ring of Ascension, coming down into the Ring of Fire. It is neutralizing, balancing, and brings peace and calmness to the Ring of Fire. See this on the holographic image and know that it will also be immediately transferred into this third dimensional reality. Let us go into meditation, focusing on this imagery. Very good. These energies of neutralization are powerful. Now, direct the energies of the three etheric crystals going to the Ring of Ascension to travel around the world to the southeastern Turkey and northwestern Syria. We will download the same calming frequency to neutralize any further shifting and any aftershocks, so that there is a calmness throughout this area, in the Anatolian and Arabian plates. These energies of neutralization will stop any further aftershocks, or at least minimize them, so that they're under a magnitude of 4 or 4.5. We ask that they're no more large aftershocks occur in this area of the Earth. Hold that thought as you send the light from the etheric crystals to the Ring of Ascension and down into the Anatolian plates in southeastern Turkey and northwestern Syria now. Let us continue in silence and meditation. Now, let us focus on the ladders of ascension, which provide powerful links to the fifth dimension. They offer each of you who are prepared and ready to ascend to a ladder or a stairway to the fifth dimension. Your task will be, at the moment of ascension, to astrally travel to a ladder of ascension and go up into the fifth dimension, to the Arcturian Stargate, and to the higher fifth-dimensional realm as you transmute your physical presence into fifth-dimensional energy. Giuliano brings the intersection of the dimensions energy field directly into these three ladders of ascension now. See them light up on the holographic image of the earth and choose a ladder of ascension that is closest to your heart. Bilocate holographically in the starship and in the holographic image to the ladder of ascension of your choice, and just stay there as we continue our meditation. We will go back into silence. You are now downloading into your subconscious this powerful connection to and with the ladder of ascension. You are using the energy of the intersection of the dimensions to strengthen in an arcane power your interaction and entanglement with this fifth dimensional ladder of ascension. Know that they will be with you at all times. So, as we are looking at the planetary holographic image of the Earth, we see the bright energy field of the Ring of Ascension, of the three etheric crystals, of the intersection of the dimensions, and of the ladders of ascension. Let us continue for another minute in silence as we focus on sending this light of neutralization and harmony to the Ring of Fire in North America and beyond. You are great meditators, and you can hold all these images and projections powerfully and effectively in your thoughts in this time of spiritual acceleration. Giuliano will leave the etheric crystals and the ladders of ascension elevated on the holographic image of the earth during the next 24 hours, and you can return and experience the interaction with them. It is now time to leave the Gaia Planetary Healing Chamber. Rise up feeling the high spiritual power of the intersection of the dimensions, the power of the etheric crystals, and the power of the ladders of ascension energy. You will take that energy with you when you return to your third dimensional body. Walk out the door, down the hallway, and into the corridor of light from which you came. And travel at the speed of thought back to the earth and into your room from where you started. You are 6 feet above your physical body. Your etheric body is filled with higher energy and light, and you will have to contract it a little bit in order to re-enter your body. Do that now and re-enter in perfect alignment. Feel the power of our work together. Feel the power and the great arcane energy of the multidimensional tools that we have practiced with. You may open your eyes and return to the earth in full consciousness, sharpness, and health. Blessings to you all.